Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I think we poked the bear just a little bit last segment. Obviously, big win for the Browns, and snow was a big part of the game. I mean, it happens, you know, at least once a year where there's a game that's probably decided by weather or it gets really cold. Like, I can remember last year, was it the Saints game
that
was freezing?
Crummy Saints game.
Because there were so many people that wanted to be at that game. There's so many people.
I mean, it's bad when both of us make the same exact noise.
I think there was 1.7 million people that crowded into the stadium for that Saints game because it was just the perfect football conditions.
That was Tobias Funke numbers. And by that, I mean, there were dozens of them. Dozens. Dozens who weren't able to move any appendage for the next couple of days.
216-474-0092. What did that do for the dome argument? By the way, there is no argument. The dome is coming. But go ahead, make your argument. I want to hear it. Maybe you can change my mind. Not sure. 216-474-0092. What did last night's game do for folks that are pro or anti-dorm? Dorm. Well, man, I'm going back to college. Mike is in Highland Heights. Hi, Mike. How are you?
All right, Mike.
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're awesome. Oh, well. I'm glad they won. They beat the Steelers. That's all that matters, right?
Man, that was a great game.
It was fun. It was. If they would have lost, would it have been a great game?
Yeah, I think.
I think it was fun.
I think it still would have been fun.
I still think it was fun, yeah. I was trying to get my – I was convincing myself when they were losing 19-18. I'm like, okay, so Andy, remind yourself this is what – this is fun. This is fun. Okay.
Well, the last pick scared me a little bit. That kind of bothered me. It upset me. But as far as the dome goes – man, I remember going down to old Muni Stadium.
There we go.
And watching some of them games down there, boy, and the blood, the mud, and the beer. I got news for you guys. It don't get any better than that. Being in them elements, I remember the last game I went down, a playoff game with the Indianapolis Colts and Cleveland Browns. I had Carhartts on. I was double-sided with my flasks. I was ready to rock and roll.
Nice.
I'm saying no dome.
No dome. Hey, where were you last night? Where'd you watch it?
I watched it at home.
Oh, man. What was the temperature there last night?
It was 30s.
No, in your home, inside your house, like 75?
Oh. I tried to make it as cold as it was outside.
Man, you should have opened all the doors. You should shovel your living room. That's what we should all do. Thank you, Mike. Well, have a good weekend,
it,
man.
That's my thing with this, is everybody who's like, oh, snow football, you can't beat it, probably wasn't there. And especially wasn't it at that New Orleans Saints game where even the local Grizzly Bears were probably like, forget it. I'm not sitting out in this nonsense.
Huh. Let's go to Jeff in Buffalo. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
All right, Jeff.
Hey, great, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. Are you anti-dome or you pro-dome now after last night's game?
I am anti-dome knowing that it's full well and coming. Season ticket holder since 2001.
Yeah.
I was at the game last night.
Sweet. Nice. Yeah. Okay. Well,
real fan, man. Real fan. Okay.
I had my wet attire in the back of my vehicle on my way back to Buffalo. I was the only one out of my four season ticket holder members. My uncle, my son, he's got school, so he couldn't come. And my two brothers wouldn't come because they were done with the season. And like, oh, we don't want to look forward to this game. That's AFC North football, guys. I had people from across the country. I had a guy in Seattle I went to high school with. People from all over texting me, are you there? Are you there? I said, hell yeah, I'm there. And people videotaping it. The photos, Jameson going to do the Snow Angels after the game with the Thursday Night Football crew, them doing the Snow Angels. That is AFC football. You guys can't tell me
no. That
you want the dome over that.
Hey, Jeff, I want the dome over that.
I want the dome.
I'm going to be honest with you. I still want the dome over that. You know why? How old are you, Jeff?
I'm 48.
You're 48. So let's just say you make it to 88. And you're going to turn around and you're going to see old highlights of that game from last night, Jeff. And you were going to say, I was there. I was at that game. And it's going to be a proud moment because you're going to be like, oh, my God, the Browns won all these games inside. I can't guarantee wins inside a dome. But, yeah, remember when they used to play outside? Yeah, I remember those days. And, Jeff, you'll be able to tell your ancestor or your future generations you were there. Congratulations, Jeff. Thank you. And if you're from Buffalo and you're thinking, well, my new stadium's great, you know, how good are those games that end up getting moved to Detroit?
Uh-huh.
Right? Because you can't play. Like, I still can't believe Buffalo's going to build a new stadium that's going to be, what, outdoor? What?
Yeah, they're doing it like the, if you've been down to, what is it, lower.com field down in Columbus, they have almost like the roof covering the fans, but the field is going to be wide open.
Oh, that's not real football. Fans should be exposed if you want to be outside.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be one of those deals.
Not lame fans like me that want to be inside a dome. That's insane. Ben is in Cleveland. Ben, you pro-dome, anti-dome?
I am anti-dome, guys.
Just because last night?
Were you at the stadium last night watching the game?
I was not, but let me tell you, I'm a new Clevelander. Love the Browns.
Good.
And
good.
I'll say this. Michael Stanley, he sings it in his song, in the cold and rain, when his father took him to his very first game. That is Browns football right there, fellas.
That is.
And putting a dome in, that's not it.
And I hate to say it.
Starts a song better than Misery.
That's true. And thank God for the man that put the white lines on the highway, too. We can't forget about them. And I can tell you, as somebody that worked with Michael for years, I don't know how he would feel about it, but I miss the days that he could walk in. But I bet you if I offered Michael a ticket next to me in the new dome, he'd be sitting right next to me. And we could talk about all those days before, you know, modern appliances. All those days. Michael, hey, do you remember when we had to go in the backyard and use the Odd House? Oh, it was so awesome. That was AFC North bathroom going. Let me tell you, it was amazing.
My favorite thing too, and this will tick some people off, is all the people who, when I make that, what about the ice bowl? Have you gone back and watched the ice bowl in the last like 5 years? It's horrendous. It's really bad football.
I'm telling you, the game against the Saints last year literally iced every feeling that I've ever had about not wanting to watch any more games outside this late in the year.
There was no point in having it. It was unwatchable football. It was completely unwatchable.
Now, do I wish that we were getting a retractable dome? Yes, I do. I really do.
Yeah, I'm not paying that.
I want them to play outside. I do. I don't really want them to go inside. I don't. I'll be honest. If I had my way, it'd be a retractable dome right in downtown Cleveland.
But I do.
Sometimes you got to compromise.
Put it in there. Put it to where you don't have to sit there the whole time going, well, we brought in a new kicker. He's going to have to figure out the Phil Dawson flag, and he's going to need 28 pairs of shoes to figure out how the field is. No, that's nonsense. Just make it so that it is a neutral site, and the loudness of your crowd is what dictates what is happening and the ability that the loudness of a dome can have. Let that be the case. Hmm. Don't do this whole thing of, well, you know, the wind is whipping all these different directions.
Well, you got to have a kicker to that.
You got to have a good kicker to do it, and Chris Boswell might not be able to. Well, your guy can hardly handle it, too.
Jeffrey's in Chesterland. Hello, Jeffrey. Home of those
Jeffrey?
West G Wolverines. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Good day. Good victory day.
Good voice, man. He's right. Some good pipes right there. Yep. Keep
hey,
going,
I
Jeff.
I should be on radio.
You should there be, yeah.
I am. All right, here we go. dome, anti-dome. Okay, you got the dome, but you got that fake grass. I mean, unless you do something
you know, they
like
can put that. Real grass in there. I've seen it. They can do it.
Well,
it's
Arizona.
Possible.
Arizona has the grass that rolls out.
Yeah, there's a
Jeffrey,
bunch of places.
I can grow pot in a closet. You don't think we can grow grass in a dome? I'm sorry. I can grow weed in a closet, we can grow grass in a dome.
You're saying you know
that's
people.
Good,
hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Good lighting. It'll be good lighting. But I'm sort of anti-dome. I just want I want to be outdoors. I can't stand watching football games indoors.
I'm not going to disagree. There is a sterile feeling sometimes to watching games inside. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean,
although I will tell you, in Dallas, I didn't feel like that game was very sterile. I mean, the roof is so far away that you don't even think about it. But, you know, originally when I would go, like Ford Field felt kind of sterile to me. It did, especially the first time I went in there. So,
but you got those games just like the, you know, back in the day, the Red Right 88, the 14 degrees out,
yeah.
Stuff like that. I mean,
there's a
fun.
Reason, though, that we want to make reference to back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
Well, it's only eight games. It's only, you know.
That's the problem, though, that we only play, that we only use that building like 15 times a year. Last night I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, well, maybe 10 times a year we'll use this place. So thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate
it. Really nice to have Pearl Jam rolling on their latest tour, or we can have football outside.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Multi-purpose building where we can have both or only have one.
Wow, listen to Menigan getting philosophical. Chris is in Lakewood. Hello, Chris.
All right, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's your thought?
I'm not really pro-dome or anti-dome. You know, I think a retractable roof is ideal, but I just wanted to say I went to the game last night. I had a great time. There's
are
a 7-year-old, probably maybe 8-year-old. Was it?
You still feel all your digits?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling great. I come.
Yeah, that wasn't even close to the coldest game ever.
Oh, I know. It's not that one, but you know this. You get wet, and it's just miserable when you're wet, no matter how cold it is outside. Anyway,
you know, I thought spirits were high. There was probably like a 70, 80-year-old guy in front of me without pants on. He was wearing shorts. He was having a great time. It was great walking back. The Steelers fans, just miserable and cold, having to go back to Pittsburgh. They were all huddled up in the bathroom at halftime. I saw a lot of fans not wanting to do it. And then I was thinking about the dome. And when we get these winter games against, like, Miami or something, these fans are going to come up. They're going to fly into Cleveland. They're going to be right across the street from the dome at the airport.
Right.
And then they're not going to – it's going to be a pleasant experience for them. And I kind of like that they – I kind of like that these fans have to come and, like, you know
– and be miserable.
Like, Clevelanders are built for it.
Yeah, like back in the day when we played the Steelers, thank you, Chris, and people would go out and slash tires. Oh, that was real football. That was AFC Central football. None of this AFC North stuff. Those are for wimps.
So I'm going to boil that call down to the fact that we don't like toilets. That's really it. That's what I'm taking from that. Toilet!
Cleveland's in Cleveland. Cleveland?
Yes. And I'm old school, and I'm a hard worker from this city, like most of the men and women in this city. And,
yeah.
I don't want no dome, man. I don't want it. I want
because
to,
hard. You know what? Those hardworking jobs that are going to be created to build a dome. That's bad, man. We don't want that. We don't need jobs.
All right. Look, we've gone a couple bridges. That might be a bridge too far.
Go ahead.
I'd rather have it built downtown around the businesses that were established and got the little money that they got when we play football, and you can walk to everything in the city that most cities don't have. When you're downtown, 15 minutes from everything, I don't want a dome. I want my stadium. I want the snow, and I want it to be rough, cold, and hurtful.
Yeah, where'd you sit last night, Cleve? What section were you in?
Huh?
What section were you in last night? You sound like you just enjoyed the nitty-gritty of last night's game while you're sitting at the game.
I was at home watching that, and I couldn't even see on the TV hardly anything because of the blizzard, and I was so happy. I was so happy.
But of course you were. You weren't sitting in it.
Hey, did you open the doors and let that cold air in so you felt like you were at the game even? Or
did you shovel your living room?
No, and that's not the whole point.
Oh man,
because I'm 67, I'm not opening nothing. I'm gonna sit there and watch that game and enjoy the fact that we did what we did in the cold, in the rough.
Yeah.
Like, we go to work every day.
Cleveland, man, next time, I bet. Cleveland, what kind of TV do you have, man? What kind of TV do you have? Nice one?
Oh, no, I have a little 19-inch.
Little 19? How about next time? Yeah, let's do this. Let's get, like...
You know, it had the Roku with it and everything.
Oh,
but
so you're cool. You can go anywhere. You watch Roku. That's perfect. So, listen, next time, here's what I want you to do, especially when it's like, I don't know, 5 degrees outside. I want you to take that TV, plug in that Roku, take out a nice lawn chair, and sit outside and watch the game. That way you can feel like you're there.
I do that all the time when I cook on my porch.
Well, that'll work. No, but I want you to feel it, though, Cleveland. Thank you. Feel the excitement. Go outside. Put your TV outside, man, while it's like 30. And when it's raining and snowing, oh, just sit outside so you can really be a Browns fan. That'd be awesome. It's the only way to watch a game. Tim May is coming up at 1 o'clock. I can't wait to talk to him. We're talking about Ohio State and Indiana. Plus, we're going to talk a little bit more Browns. I know everyone wants to hop in on this conversation about last night's game and how it influences. This is why we don't need a dome, because they were able to win in that kind of weather. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.